Hey everyone, I'm Sasha Barbagat, host of Today FM's brand new podcast, The Savo in Sydney. In case you missed it, one of our team, Joey Watson, was on with Hughie, Ed and Erin this morning. It's a great story and one you definitely don't want to miss. Here's Joey on this morning's show, and don't forget to subscribe to our brand new podcast, The Savo in Sydney.
Joining us is the star of the show, leading their investigative team, straight from the UN, Joey Watson. Lovely to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks so much, Ed. How are you going?
Hey, Joey. And you don't need to correct the record there, do you? Everything that was just said is true.
Oh, look, let's just roll with it. Look, I think you introduced me before as a journalist to the stars. So
exactly right.
I think I'm getting in and updating my Twitter bio sometime about now.
But put posters out, I reckon. You can put posters out in the city, even the outer suburbs. Just poster it up.
Love it. Now, this topic that you guys are tackling today is something that I've personally been impacted by, which is your license being cancelled. And I love that you guys do this because I'm a journalist too, but I'd never go the extra mile. Whereas it happened to you, you lost your license for 3 months and thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because I'm a nana driver. And I keep thinking, oh, there must be something that's being done that's duping more of us, because I don't think people are just more erratic. There's either, well, what's going on?
Yeah. So mid last year, I got my license suspended for 3 months. I've got to say, at the time, half of my mates thought that it was the system working. I'm not sure if I can identify as a nana driver per se. Half of them were like, you know, the system's working. Joey got what he deserved.
Yeah.
But then slowly, it started happening more and more, and not just to people my age, but you know, people that have been driving for decades. I think it was probably mum that put me over the line.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
as she got closer to her license. Oh, not quite, but she's not far off it. And you know, like all good stories have to come from mum's gripes. So I think this is probably where this one, yeah.
Where is your mum losing her points? Do you know?
I think it's the mobile speed detection cameras. In the last couple of years, a lot of Sydneysiders have been done by those ones.
And it used to always be you'd be safe if it was less than 10, say, or less than 5, but like I've been done for 3 over the limit, 3 kilometres over the limit. And then even these stupid periods where you're going to a tunnel and it's 80, 60 for 10 metres, then 80 again.
Yeah.
And I got done 5 mornings in a row going to work when I was at Channel 9 for the Today Show, because I didn't realise it dropped to 60 for 10 bloody metres and went back to 80.
Yeah.
And that was enough to lose my licence. Like, it's just ridiculous.
And there's been a lot of cases of that. And I think, you know, it's a story about automation. In the old days, maybe a cop, if you're going 3 or 4 kilometres over and they pulled you up, they could have exercised discretion, for example. Mm. Like, you wouldn't necessarily just go straight to a fine, but nowadays it's coming to you straight in the mail. There's no opportunity for that. So
Yeah. I mean, in the day when you could, especially if you got recognised, you could, you know, sort of just go, come on, mate.
Yeah, Joey, you'd be doing that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Journalist to the stars. Excuse me.
What are the stats though? How many more people? Because this is 70% increase in 2 years.
That's right. So I put in a request through GIPA. That's the New South Wales government's Freedom of Information request. Anyone can GIPA. Do it. It's not just for journalists. It's all about good, open, transparent government. I found that for as far back as the records I was provided go, we're talking about 10 to 14,000 licences lost every year.
Yep.
The financial year that ended in 2021, that number jumped to 18,300.
And that's even with COVID, like people not driving far away, being in
not going to
zones.
Work at all.
Yeah,
basically.
Like
staying
so
home most
even
of the time.
You'd imagine if it wasn't for COVID, it'd be even bigger.
Absolutely. And then jumping again to around 21,000 in the year after that, the financial year that ended last year. So that's 71% in 2 years.
Yeah, right.
And I'm still waiting on the data for the last 9 months, which, you know, as Erin said, that's post-COVID times.
And every now and again you get a report that a camera was faulty and that all the fines they sent out aren't valid. And people often forget about that. And so they still get to lose their points even though the cameras aren't working properly.
That was Joey there with Hughie, Ed and Erin this morning. Stay tuned for our very first episode. And don't forget to subscribe to The Savo in Sydney for all the news you need to know in the Harbour City. G'day and welcome to The Savo in Sydney. I'm Sasha Barbagat. How's your demerit point tally looking? Are you anxiously close to losing your licence? if you are, it turns out you're not alone. Our investigative journalist, Joey Watson, has tracked down some data that shows a huge increase in the number of license suspensions across the state in the last couple of years. And it turns out Sydney ciders are losing their licenses at a higher rate than ever before. And it's having a real impact, particularly on tradies and young families as well, who need their cars every single day. Okay, Joey, welcome to the Savo. How did you come to this one?
Hey, Sasha. Okay, so mid last year, I lost my license. I got an anxiously anticipated letter in the mail. For 3 months, I wasn't able to drive. And at the time, my friends were divided. I reckon half of them thought that the system was working. Some said, I got comments that I got what I deserved. But I suspected that something had changed, right? And I'd slowly accrued a string of demerit points for minor traffic offences, eventually put me over the limit. But in the past 2 years, I felt like without any changes to my driving pattern, I was getting hit with demerit points more often than I had before. So I let that thought rest. But then in the months since, friends started to have their licences suspended or they were getting extremely close to their limits. And in some instances, it was family friends who had decades-long records of safe driving. They'd been caught out doing the wrong thing for, like, you know, the first time in their lives. So I put in a request through GIPA, that's the New South Wales government's Freedom of Information system. It's accessible to everyone, to try and find out what was going on. The data I got back, it was significant.
What did you find?
Okay, so as far back as the records I was provided go, license suspensions every financial year hover between about 10 and 14,000 people losing their license. That's fairly consistent. Mm-hmm. But in the financial year that ended in 2021, that figure jumped to 18,309. So that was a 40% increase on the year before. And then another jump to 22,316 in the financial year that ended last year in 2022. So that is a 71% increase.
Yeah, that feels excessive given it was COVID times as well. There were half, maybe less than that, the amount of people out driving. I guess that must have left you feeling vindicated, I suppose.
Yes, extremely vindicated.
So why is this happening?
I work through data published by Revenue New South Wales, and there are two big offenders that seem to be particularly sharp. The first is mobile phone detection cameras. Mm. So these were first trialled in 2019. They've since been rolled out across Sydney. They're cameras that use artificial intelligence to detect if someone's using their phone while driving. It was billed as something of a world first when it was introduced, and a lot of drivers have been caught. So in January this year, the total number of fines issued for mobile phone offences was 16,811. 3 years ago, in the January before they introduced them, it was only 1,355. It's a huge jump. Yeah. And if you think about that, that's 5 demerit points.
Yeah.
On a long weekend, double demerit points, that's 10.
My husband just got stung on a long weekend.
Oh.
10 points.
So you're almost there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think the mobile phone cameras, even though it's a lot of demerit points to lose in one go, aren't super controversial. Mm. You know, if you use your phone, it's a fair cop. They're not widely used overseas, but yeah, you know, people should pay the price. But the other major driver of license suspensions has been something of a hot political issue in the past few years.
Mm-hmm. The mobile speed cameras.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you've covered it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a quick reminder: in 2020, the government made a decision to remove all warning signs from mobile speed cameras. Now, these are the fleet of 140 cars. They're privately owned, contracted by New South Wales Police, that park on the side of the road. They can be placed pretty much anywhere to catch people speeding. In 2020, the transport minister at the time received some modelling that suggested that if you got rid of the signs that were the mobile speed signs, let's call them, to go with the mobile speed detection cars,
mm-hmm.
that it could encourage, over time, better driving and lower fatalities. A sharp increase in fines followed, $40 million worth in just 12 months. There was a lot of opposition within the ranks and kind of slow process of backflipping ensued. Eventually, yeah, in 2021, the government announced that by January of this year, so the beginning of this year, the signage was reinstated to warn drivers. But thousands of people have already been caught.
We touched on it a little bit at the start, but what's the impact of all of this? So it makes me wonder, does it actually work? Are license suspensions actually keeping people safe?
Yes, a multi-million dollar question. Look, I spoke to a bunch of traffic experts and behavioral psychologists about this when I was researching this story. In terms of reoffending, whether people are changing their behavior after a license suspension, the data wasn't available. The purpose of these laws is to save lives. In a period when these two policies have been in place, the road fatality rate has been stable. So despite the sharp increase in fines and license suspensions, people aren't crashing necessarily more or less than they were before. And according to the evidence, that will lead to fewer crashes. I know that's not a super clean answer, but when we're talking about laws that try to get people to change subtle behavior over long periods of time, it's never clean cut.
Yeah, so it's a wait and see, I guess. We've got an election this weekend. Has this been an issue?
Yeah, it's become something of an unexpected election issue. In January, New South Wales Labor revealed its election promise. It said it would reward New South Wales motorists, offering to remove a demerit point after 12 months of good driving. This is Chris Minns introducing that policy in Jan.
What we regard as an exciting initiative in relation to road safety and road management in New South Wales, and that is to give a point back to good drivers on New South Wales roads as part of a 12-month trial. We believe that it's now time for the New South Wales government to incentivise drivers to do the right thing rather than only punishing drivers for doing the wrong thing.
The government wasn't overly happy with it. Liberal Roads Minister Natalie Ward came out with a string of food analogies to express her dismay.
Well, the problem with Labor's policy is it's just a sugar hit. It's a Labor lollipop, and it goes no way to actually addressing the real issues. This is an empty carb in January. The problem with this policy is it just doesn't differentiate between dangerous drivers and good drivers.
But then within 24 hours, the Libs came out with a policy of their own. Under this one, if you don't get a demerit point for 3 years, and then after that 3 years, you get a low range offence, you can apply to have that fine waived, but you still get the demerit points.
Okay, so it's more about saving money for the driver who's been caught. Righto. So clearly the major parties can sense that there might be some anxiety in the electorate around this.
That's right. And everyone's paying the same fines, right? These aren't fixed income like tax. Doesn't matter if you're the richest person in the state or the poorest person, you're still paying the same amount of money if you're caught speeding. Mm. So in January alone, that figure was $10 million for mobile detection cameras alone. And in the midst of a cost of living crisis, it's a big issue for low-income earners trying to make ends meet. But automated policing of traffic offences, which have been around in some form since 1988, are likely to expand no matter who wins government. There are already proposals to extend the current mobile phone enforcement cameras in New South Wales to identify drivers without their seatbelt, for example. Sasha, this got me thinking about some of the bigger ethical issues around automated policing. Police might exercise discretion, but machines won't, and that's reflected in the data. So given that this would be a contributing factor to the trending decrease in road fatalities over recent decades, that's a good thing. But I think about how AI, facial recognition, is being deployed in other crime areas like shoplifting. There are surveillance tech programs made to predict crime before it happens, that's the quote, said to be used in up to 40% of Australian retail stores. And I think there might be some bigger questions here, but maybe that's for a different story.
Yeah, sounds like one for another episode, Joey. When are you going to bring us that one?
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks so much for bringing us that story, Joey. Now let's have a look at what else is happening in Sydney, the Savo. Well, we head to cast our vote this Saturday in the state election, and there's a new poll out today which is predicting a Labor win, but it'll likely need crossbench support to actually make government. The contest is tightened as well. It's by no means a shoo-in, with both the opposition and the coalition locked on 38% of the primary vote each, while Dom Perrottet remains the preferred Premier, leading Chris Minns 40% to 34%. In terms of policy promises today, we've heard the Libs want to increase the speed limit on WestConnex from 80 to 90. Now, that is interesting, considering our chat with Joey just now. Watch out for those speed cameras. You know how paramedics have to wait with patients they've transferred to hospital? Well, ambos across the state are throwing the rulebook out in protest. From first shift tomorrow morning, they'll stop waiting with people aged 18 to 85 they've deemed to be stable and not with a critical injury, so things like constipation or severe sunburn. The reason? Well, the union says its members are losing hours of critical time dealing with ramping and bed block at our hospitals. So they're refusing to do it anymore with patients that have minor complaints or are doing well enough to be left alone. You would have noticed things are much more pleasant around Sydney today after that boiling hot weekend. A cool change has finally moved through, but not before we broke a March record for the hottest day ever. It cracked 40 degrees in Penrith, Badgerys Creek and Holsworthy. It wasn't far off in Richmond and Campbelltown where it got to 39. Anyone in the city, though, would have enjoyed March cooler temps, 29 the top thanks to that sea breeze. And it has been an unusually warm March, particularly after a fresher than average summer. If you're wondering, the next week is looking pretty mild. Not hot, but not cold either. That's it for the Savo. Thank you for listening. You can catch new episodes every weekday at 2 p.m. on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, if you are sitting on an epic story or think you've got something we should know about, you can get in touch with us on Insta at @this_arvo. Plus, be sure to check out our bonus election eps in the feed right now. Back tomorrow. A Listener production.